I'm going to read in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 24. Book of Proverbs, chapter 24. I'm going to read from verse 30. Proverbs 24 and verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an iron man. The Lord will bless what we have heard, and also this reading from his good word. Past January the 9th this year, I've been saved for 60 years. I was saved when I was 13, so I'm 73, you don't need your calculator. Out of those 60 years, I've heard one man minister the word from Proverbs 24 and verse 30. And I've never ever ministered the word from Proverbs 24 and verse 30. Went to Capis Casing last weekend, and I never even got to the prayer meeting. I returned home sick. So today you're going to get Proverbs chapter 24. Now, you're not going to get the icing on the cake. I trust you'll get the cake, but you'll not get the icing. We're going to come to where the rubber meets the road. So there's no time this afternoon for frills. Notice four things in this chapter. Not three, four. There's no motivation. I went by the field of the slothful. There's no illumination. By the vineyard of the man void of understanding. There's no cultivation. There's thorns. There's thistles. There's nettles. And there's weeds. There's no cultivation. There's no separation. The stone wall, it's broken down. Now, I'm not a gardener. And if you don't believe me, email my wife, quietwaters@hotmail.com, and she'll tell you I'm not a gardener. I often tell people they won't suppose me to be the gardener. I want you to notice two things from those verses that we have read. What should have been on the outside was in the inside. And what was down should have been up. Now, I'm going to speak about nettles, thorns, thistles, and weeds. There are two ways I could take up these verses. I'm going to take it up individually, and that clock will have no mercy on us. I would like to take it up locally as an assembly. Now, what's nettles, what's thorns, what's thistles, what's weeds? If I had to say to you today, they're in your life, you might not think too much of me. How do we get thistles, thorns, weeds, nettles in our life? And if you young people forget all I say, will you remember this? I got this last night lying in bed. It's amazing what you get in your bed. I got this last night lying in my bed. Here's what the Spirit of God said to me. He said this: if you think things that you shouldn't think, and if you look upon things that you shouldn't look upon, and if you listen to things that you shouldn't hear, and if you do things that you shouldn't do, and if you go places where you should not go, there will be thistles, there will be thorns, there will be nettles, there will be weeds in our life. I'm going to speak on three things today. I'm back to three. I'm going to speak on backsliding. And before I speak on backsliding, let me say this. A backslider is not a person that's away from the Lord. I'll repeat that and I'll change it. A backslider is not a person that's away from the meeting. A backslider is a person that's away from the Lord. It was an Irishman that said this. A Scotsman wouldn't say it. But I'm going to quote the Irishman. There might be more backsliders amongst us than there is away from us. What's the book that speaks about backsliding? Jeremiah. Ever notice three things in Jeremiah? Jeremiah chapter 2. The cause of backsliding. Jeremiah chapter 5. The cost of backsliding. Jeremiah chapter 3, the cause or the cure for backsliding. And we preach to the sinner, and rightly so. And we tell them there's a cause, there's a cost, and there's a cure.
We preach to the sinner.
Life is short. Death is sure.
Sin the cause. Christ the cure.
And there's a cause today for backsliding. Have you ever noticed in the book of Jeremiah? Israel forsake three things. What's the three things that Israel forsake? The first thing they forsake is the Lord. The second thing they forsake is the law. And the third thing they forsake is the land. So you've got it? They get away from the Lord. They lose appetite for the word of God. And then they leave the assembly of God's people.
Nice to see young men here today. Nice to see young women here today. I left Scotland, believe it or not. I left Scotland in 1965. Before I left Scotland, I went with my father. And we visited a young sister that was keeping company with an unsaved young man. We sat before that young sister. We opened the Bible. And we brought before that young sister the folly as to the path in which she was moving. I'll never forget what that young sister said to us that night. And I believe she was genuine. She said this. I want you gentlemen to understand this. I have no intentions of leaving the assembly. So that was 1965. I was in Canada for 2 years. And I returned back to Scotland. And I asked about the young woman, and here's the story I was told. She never comes to the meetings. And up till this present day, she does not attend the assembly. The night we visited her, she was away from the Lord. And then she got away from the Word of God. And then she left the assembly of God. The cause of backsliding, forsaking the Lord. Is there a cost? You come to Jeremiah 5 and you read about a lion and you read about a wolf and you read about a leopard or a panther. Notice what those three animals do. It says that the wolf slays. The lion slays. It says that the wolf spoils. And it says that the leopard slaughters. It tears in pieces. And it's the cost of backsliding. Ah, but thank God today there's a cure.
What's the cure? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 3. Listen to what I read. Return unto me, thou backsliding people. And I tell you today, there's always restoration. Was it Sandy Higgins who once said this? Failure with God is never final. Our God is a God of restoration.
My wife and I has just finished the book of Job. You remember Job chapter 29? Listen to it. Oh, that I were as months that are past. Let me speak to each brother today. Are you as happy? Are you as active for God as you once were? Let me speak to each sister today. Do you enjoy the things of God today as you did in years that are past? Oh, that I were as in months that are past. I want to come to the assembly today. I have 4 minutes. Do you think there were nettles? Do you think there was thorns and thistles and weeds in the church of God at Corinth? There was disorder. There was disunity. There was disbelief. There was defilement. And I tell you, there were thorns and thistles and nettles in the church of God at Corinth. What about Winnipeg today? We're here in Winnipeg. I wonder if in the church of God at Corinth there might be thorns, thistles, and weeds, and nettles, as we have read about. Heard about 2 farmers today already. You're going to hear about another farmer. This farmer was a very rich farmer. And this farmer was a very spiritual farmer. But let me say this before I tell the story. I sometimes read stories and I wonder if they're true, but I like the moral of the story. Whether this story was true or no, I don't know, but I like the moral of the story. One day the farmer sat down to write 2 letters. He wrote 1 letter to a worker on the farm, and then he wrote another letter to a local assembly. And he made 1 mistake. The letter he intended to send to the worker, he sent to the assembly. And the letter he intended to send to the assembly, he sent to the worker. So Sunday morning comes. And the brother gets up to read the letter. And his first remark was this: our dear brother has written to us in parabolic language. And in the letter was this: keep down the weeds. Keep up the fences. And keep a sharp lookout for the old black bull. He says, what our brother means is this: keep down the weeds, the works of the flesh. Keep up the fences, be marked by separation. And look out for the devil, the old black bull. Now don't come to me after the meeting and ask how the brother got how he received the letter. I don't know. But there we have it. And it's time to sit down. What's the result? Poverty. Need. You remember at the church in Laodicea, there was weeds, there was thorns, there was thistles. Remember what the Spirit of God says: thou art poor. There was poverty. I was going to contrast this with Psalm 1. Do it at your leisure. The man that is separated, the man that meditates, that man will be marked by fragrance. That man will be marked by freshness. And that man will be marked by fruitfulness.
Now we thank our two brothers that spoke in this session, our brother Tom Baker from Los Angeles, and our brother Alec Drybra from Toronto area. And our two brothers will be the Lord's servants in the gospel meeting that will take place.